no-brainer. It's a 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 no-brainer. Da 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 da, tequila. Da da da.
That's how that song goes.
What?
It is.
Yeah, it is. That's how my song goes.
Mm.
He's covering Tequila.
Yeah.
By the band. I don't know who did Tequila originally.
Welcome to It's a No Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities. I'm Zach.
I'm Josh.
I'm Jeff.
And we have a guest.
Hi, I'm Paul. I'm a guest.
It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Paul. How are you doing this fine
Paul.
Morning or afternoon? Or Paul?
I'm quite fantastic, actually.
All right.
How the Paul are you, Paul?
I'm delicious.
Paul, you! What?
He's delicious.
Did you just verb my name?
I didn't. No. Maybe.
You know what?
What do you think?
I'm going to advertise, or advertise, adverbatize.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to politize.
Jeff.
Adverbatus.
You can move Jeff to anywhere in the sentence, and it still makes sense.
That's true. You can just Jeff around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do that very frequently, actually, with Jeff's name.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a song, just throw Jeff in there.
Quit playing games with my Jeff. Jeff.
Quit playing games with my Jeff.
See, it works.
It does.
I guess so.
I should have Jeff from the Jeff.
With my Jeff. Party Jeff is in the house tonight.
I put my Jeff up. Jeff.
Why did you just go with Miley Cyrus?
That was Hannah Montana.
Oh, that was Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, Zach.
Oh.
I think right. I know Party in the USA. It's a great jam.
Aren't you glad you came on the podcast, Paul?
I did. This is fun.
Ain't the butterflies? Damn it. Now I'm going to have that song sound all day. It's so good, though. All
right. Let's get our Jeff moving here. We would just start out the show with headlines. But this week, we're going to start out with headlines.
Oh, you threw me there for a second. Like, yeah. Don't be changing stuff now.
It's a little bit different than headlines. But headlines...
the inflection's different.
Exactly.
There's emphasis there.
Really, the only thing different from headlines and headlines is that we pronounce it differently. If we take headlines from news articles from various websites across the internet... and we just summarize the news stories, the article, without even reading it.
This seems like, when you explain it in that way, this seems like a really reckless idea.
We don't even read
the articles, no. But we summarize them anyway.
You know, I mean, that's generally how people get their fill of news anyway.
Just read articles.
Attention-grabbing headline, and people are like, you know what, I'm going to take that at face value and tell all my friends about what I learned.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right.
That's how rumors get started.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's how babies are made.
And that's how Jeffs get Jeffed.
God, I got so Jeffed up last night.
Yeah.
Shut the Jeff up!
Were there any Pauls there?
Mm. There was a Paul.
There was a Paul there.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
I was Jeffing all night.
Okay, when you say it like that, when you say I was Jeffing all night, that sounds a lot like you were touching your privates.
No, Jeffs.
Oh, you're touching your Jeffs. Uh-huh. All Jeff long.
Mm-hmm.
All Jeff.
Do you have different names for your Jeffs?
God, I just love to play with my Jeffs.
Mm.
I don't like the path that this has taken. The road that this quickly turned down is a bumpy and weird one.
Mm, a very Jeffy road.
Yep.
Anyway.
So,
first headline reads, woman's outrageous claim after she torches gas station.
What?
Okay, I just want to start out here.
Torches, yeah. Uh-huh.
I was reading that over your shoulder, and I replaced the word claim with clam.
Her outrageous clam.
She burned down a gas station, and all she had was this clam that she had found.
This outrageous clam.
She went to Red Lobster for lunch, and she was like, oh, my insides are feeling rebellious. Let's go set fire to a gas station.
Or her vagina spits fire.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm sorry to go the real obvious route here with it, but clearly her vagina rockets jets of fire forth from it, and she happened to hit a gas station.
She was just filling up her tank, and she was, oh god, it's happening again! No!
Bringing new meaning to fire crotch.
So we've decided the news article is just a typo, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So
it happens.
Fire vaginas is what happened.
That's it.
Wonderful.
That's why you never light your queefs on fire, because it never goes away. Once you do it once, you always have the ability, but you can't control it.
Do they have you? Not that I want to know this, though. Do they have videos of people lighting queefs on fire?
Did you just ask that as a legitimate question?
I was asking it and wondering, and that you actually know the answer. Kind of.
I don't know the answer, but the internet exists. The internet exists, therefore it must.
To be honest, I don't think queefs are flammable.
They're probably,
it's just air.
They're probably not.
It's pockets of air.
There doesn't mean that there isn't video evidence of people trying.
I suppose cake farts exist, so.
Oh my god.
I know Mythbusters is in their 10th season. They've got to be running out of ideas. Can we like, mail this to them? And they'll be like, oh my god, why have we never thought of this before?
Yeah, that's exactly what would happen.
And instead of having, what's her name? Is her name Carrie?
Yeah, Carrie.
Instead of having Carrie they would build a prosthetic vagina and put it on Adam. And then Adam would wear it. And
my god, imagine the prosthetic vagina Jamie would build.
Oh god.
The most mechanized vagina.
Oh, not this again.
Oh, we're bringing it back.
Okay.
Alright, we gotta move. We gotta move forward.
Zach, get us out of this place.
Woman claims her shy bladder cost her a job.
Oh. So we've got one person's area who's wild and crazy. And
we got one woman who's like trying to suck gasoline through her urethra and then spitting it back out into fire.
Like a Jigglypuff.
Exactly like a Jigglypuff.
I don't know how that worked. That's just the things that I said. Okay, continue. I'm sensing a theme here with the articles, though.
Yeah, did she not know of this fire that happened? Could she have come to the rescue with her shy bladder and just, like,
pissed it out? Mm-hmm. We need to introduce these two women.
Yeah.
Because
too bad we know nothing else about them.
Do you think
them.
She just pissed herself right in the middle of the interview?
Oh my god, I thought maybe it was because she had to get up and use the bathroom. I didn't even consider that it was because she was sitting in the middle of a job interview or something. I mean, I'm assuming it's
Is this a job that she was interviewing for? Like one that's already been established?
I'm assuming it must have been a job that was established.
Yeah.
That she just was standing in the middle of JCPenney and just fucking let it go.
Well, clearly it wasn't an office job because, you know, that... Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you could conceivably get. Well, you could.
You could, you know, get away with that. I'm guessing it's someplace public. Maybe she's a
museum tourist. What? Or tour guide. Sorry.
Well,
tour
to
guide.
To me, shy bladder more so implies that you have problems using the restroom or going pee. So maybe she's like seeing the interview and she's like.
Well, I was thinking her bladder was shy because she was afraid to go to the bathroom, like ask to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
She just wasn't able to control it.
Okay,
anymore.
So
the bladder's
why
like,
she peed herself.
Yeah,
she's got a dainty little bladder that's like, oh, so cute. Her bladder's always holding its hand up to the mouth.
Maybe she's a pilot.
That would be a bad time. That would be a bad place to have to pee and not be able to.
Uh-huh.
And she just peed on the equipment?
On all of the instruments.
She just, like, stood up over and just started peeing on them?
I mean, was it, like, a leak or something, like, catastrophic here?
The obvious flaw in that logic is that clearly she's a woman and can't be a pilot.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
And Zach is sexist.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, sir.
Shut the Jeff up.
Quit Jeffing around!
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah?
Do you have an article for me?
No.
Oh, I was mistaken.
But Paul does.
Paul, you must have an article, surely.
Thousands gather for Eeyore Party in Austin, Texas.
Eeyore Party?
So is it just a party where everyone goes
and
becomes depressed together?
I mean, that
together?
Looks like Eeyore, okay? Yes.
That is definitely Eeyore.
Yeah, that's what
so
I thought.
So everyone just goes and they're like, it's my birthday.
Yeah. That was actually South by Southwest. They just labeled it. It was just a bunch of indie bands that were too apathetic to care. I was like, whatever. Or it was like popular. A goth festival.
Guess I should have taken my soul off this morning.
They had a tribute band to The Cure there.
Wait, maybe it's those aliens from Mass Effect that have to, like, say their emotion because they can't inflect their voices. With great enthusiasm, we're having a party.
I didn't know that was a thing. That's awesome. Yeah, I don't even know. I'm surprised thousands of apathetic Eeyores showed up to this party.
You start cutting each other.
Whoa. Well, sure I don't know what version of Winnie the Pooh you were watching.
Well, I'm sure many were invited, but only thousands showed up. Like, millions were invited, but the rest were just like, you know, I think I'm going to stay in tonight.
That must have been a crazy game of Pin the Tail on the Donkey.
Man, I didn't even think of that. Maybe it was just a whole world of Eeyores of people that loved Eeyore.
It could have been like a convention for Eeyore. Eeyore.
The post party orgy was crazy.
Eeyore cosplay costume contest.
Let's be honest. They're probably a bunch of furries. They're a bunch of Eeyore fetishists.
What's wrong with furries?
Could be.
Eeyore fetishists.
You know, I guarantee that is a thing. That exists.
There are people that are attracted to Eeyore.
Uh-huh.
Of course there is.
And they can only finish when they, I don't know.
What's the internet rule?
Rule 43?
Is it
43?
34. A little dyslexic today, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff.
If it exists, there is porn of it. Yeah.
Oh.
And if it does make you feel better, I did find an article.
Oh, you did?
Just now.
Good.
Just now.
All right, share it with us.
Grandpappy sells his newborn grandson on Facebook.
What?
How does he have the rights to do that?
Can I ask why in the headline, what journalist used grandpappy instead of grandfather?
It does say grandfather.
I just prefer grandpappy over grandfather.
It's his noun of choice, really.
Yeah.
Because, so you said grandpappy.
Yeah, because when I see grandfather, my brain substitutes grandpappy for me.
Okay.
Well, that's an unfortunate curse you're plagued with, but kind of amusing.
Do you suppose when he's trying, I mean, so he sold his grandson, he's asking from us, do you suppose when he posted the picture, I mean, granted that he actually knew how to do that.
Yeah.
Was it like, bid on this baby, any amount of money, the highest bidder will get them.
So I'm guessing what you did was writing all caps right there?
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Do we know how old either are? Probably not.
Probably no.
Because what if the grand... It doesn't have to be a baby, does it? Well, does it say?
It says grandson.
Newborn grandson. Yeah, so okay. That would imply that they came fresh from the baby.
Then I definitely don't want to make the joke I was going to make.
Do it.
Okay, nope. Don't want to.
Imagine going and telling like your son or daughter, like, hey, just sold your kid. Got you $100 for him.
Do you think when...
I mean, was it just like a status update that he... Like, just like, hey, I got this kid here. Anybody want to buy it?
It's on Craigslist.
Well, Facebook does have the marketplace where you can sell stuff.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Do you think he thought it was eBay? He just didn't know?
It could be.
Just fired up the old internet machine and...
Well, yeah, it was Facebook.
The old Google box.
It was Facebook, so he's like, anything with a face you can sell on here. Yeah. So it's like, I will now sell this deck of cards to the highest bidder.
Now it's a robot grandpa.
My daughter can't take care of this child, so I'm going to sell him on Facebook here.
Oh, I think we just dove into another issue. If it was a robot grandpa, would he legally be able to sell his robot baby?
Huh.
Well, I was wondering, actually, like, when... Okay, so there's obviously probably a black market for babies. Let's be real.
Yeah.
China.
Do you think that, like, a major selling point when selling a baby is how soft its skull is? like the more valuable children have squishier soft spots on their head?
Like, you know, most scale of mineral hardness, there's an equivalent. It's like Breyer's scale of baby skull like, softness or something.
Like people shopping for produce, looking for like a ripe avocado.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I imagine.
Squish the baby's head.
Yes, this head is perfect.
I can shape it to any form.
I was looking for a 4, but this 3 will do just fine.
This will make great guacamole.
wait.
No, we're talking about babies,
right?
Oh,
okay, good.
Wait, we're still talking about babies.
I didn't know babies make good guac. I'll have to try that next time.
Baby guac.
You haven't lived until you've had baby guac.
You know that babies are the fruit with the highest volume per pound of fat.
I feel like you just made that up.
No, that's a fact about avocados.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But and thanks babies. thanks for being in on the joke, Jeff.
You're welcome.
And screeching halt. That's the sound of the brakes on the train.
I thought that was the sound of making baby guacamole.
No, that's my...
Wow.
And then you have to twist the head and then take the pit out.
Hey, if you do it right, when you just pull the head off, the spine just pulls the pit out right out of there.
Oh, my God.
Then you have to take a fork and, like...
Did you know if you cut a baby the right way, the star will form with the seeds?
Let's be... Josh, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Is there really a wrong way to cut a baby?
Yes. Yes. There is a wrong way of cutting a baby.
Oh. Mm. Welcome to It's a No-Brainer, the Dead Baby Podcast.
The Dead Baby Fancast.
But aren't we really all fans of Dead Baby? I can't. I gotta stop.
All right. Should we go around the table and tell Dead Baby jokes?
No.
No.
All right. Then let's not. Well, I guess we'll take a break. One of us might not be here if anybody has overheard us and has reported us to the proper authorities. So in the case that happens, we'll let you know that that's probably the reason why. There will be more stupid stuff after this short break.
Alright.
We are back, and I think we are all still here.
We are back. Guess who's back? Back again. Jeff is back. Jeff is back. Jeff is back.
I'm not taking part in it.
I think I own that album, to be honest. I think that was my third CD.
We won't judge you for that.
Oh, it's okay. My first CD was Spice Girls.
Oh, quality. That we will judge you for, though.
Second one was Jock Jams.
For realsies, if you think that you have a less embarrassing first album, why don't you go ahead and tell me what your first CD was?
First CD, not by choice, it was gifted to me by my grandmother with my new boombox.
So you know it's going to be bad.
Billy Gilman.
Alright, so what was the first CD that you willingly picked out or purchased?
I willingly purchased... Not, okay, it wasn't a Now CD, but it was something of the like. It was like the knockoff version.
Was
of that.
It Wow?
It was. If that was the other one, then yes.
That was the Jesus one.
No, I don't remember what it was called, but I only got it for one particular song.
Which is?
I can't remember what it's called anymore.
Oh.
Hold on.
Sing it for me.
All right, I'll try and sing it. I know one loves you when you hear that sound.
That's Outkast.
Yeah.
Because the whole world loves it when you make that sound.
I'm not sure if I know something what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, I'm
it's an old Outkast song.
But I love Outkast.
Outkast is everlasting.
Like a game stopper.
I love Outkast. I don't know why.
Alright, let's see.
My first CD was, I think, not by my choice, but I listened to the part of it, was Michael Jackson's Bad.
Nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good quality first CD.
Right.
But I was like two.
Oh.
It was like purchased.
What was the first CD you willingly
purchased? That I willingly purchased? Right. This is
went
the
out
more,
and you paid money for
this
it.
Is the more embarrassing one. I think Hanson.
Mm-hmm.
Bop.
Was it the one with Bop?
Yeah.
Good.
It was either that. I have a very distinct memory in my life of buying the Savage Garden CD, which was also...
Which Truly was Madly Deeply?
Well, of course. Which was around that same time period. And I know that it was either Savage Garden or the Hanson CD that I bought instead of buying Jamiroquai. Which was all... I was like, I wanted Jamiroquai, but I also really wanted the other CD.
Should we proceed here?
Yes.
I'm gonna read a story.
All right. Story time.
A couple weeks ago, I introduced you to a terrible writing that I did as a kid.
Oh my God, no.
Oh no, yay!
It was called Rosalind's Dairy.
Yes.
What?
It's about a little old lady who was 137 years old. So and these are her journal entries.
This is something he did when he was like 10.
Yes. I ate a Werther's today. Then I got tired.
Well, Rosalind did have another entry in that diary.
No.
So please allow me to read you page 2 of Rosalind's diary.
He didn't spell diary, right?
Dear diary, my name is Rosalind. Yes, it's me again. That stupid old hag. I will never stop writing in this diary because it is very fun. It also gives me the chance to talk about crapping. She does like to talk about crapping.
Yeah.
And her saggy boobs.
And my gray sagging boobs.
That was literally the
oh, did you follow it? My dead husband loves them.
My God.
He drinks the milk from them every single night before he goes to bed in his coffin.
So, I want to... This is the image that I get in my head from the last time that we read these, which is that when Josh was a child, he was the type of kid that you might have seen with, like, a jar, and he might have, like, trapped a mouse in it, and then he just started, like, sticking, like, lit matches in the jar to try and, like, suffocate the mouse and watch it die. Because he just liked having control over things as a child. That's the kind of really? Sick, twisted image that these stories give me of your childhood.
It's an oddly specific image.
I'll show you my jar.
That was Zach's childhood.
Alright. His coffin is made of wood. I almost set it on fire once. Wow. Are you me?
Are you channeling Christopher Walken? I almost set it on fire once. Wow.
Wow.
It was my 128th birthday.
It was
my... I finally lit all the candles on my tiny Sara Lee cake. Those cakes are yummy.
Is there product placement in your dairy?
I then had to fart. It was a raunchy one, so I aimed it at the candles.
You could spell raunchy right, but not diary.
A big flame blew out the candles, but the fire lit my dead husband's coffin on fire. I didn't know what to do. I had a great idea. I used my sagging boobs and smothered the fire.
Oh, God.
That smell would be the worst. It smelled like burning, curdled, dry milk. And whatever one would call the, like... stanky sweat buildup underneath sagging folds of
boob sweat
and like decaying flesh.
Not to mention like corpse, because she apparently keeps this coffin open in like her kitchen where she's eating.
And feeds it milk every night.
Another problem, my boobs were on fire now.
Oh God.
I ran into the bathroom and took a shower because my boobs were smelly. You're just calling. Have you read this before, Zang? You're just like. One step ahead of what's already going on here.
No, for some reason, I feel like right now I can see into the mind of a twisted soul.
Okay.
It's nobody in this room has watched the first episode of the new show Hannibal on NBC.
No, that's not the, like, product placement.
I know, that was the joke. And,
what time is that air on?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh.
I was if I would have known, if I would have been able to say, like, Mondays at 9, and then I would have, but I didn't.
Wait, we could ask Rita real quick. Rita, when is Hannibal on?
Hannibal is on NBC Thursday nights at 10 o'clock 9 central.
Thanks! Thanks, Reet.
Reet, that's her new name.
But, it's, you know, like, he can kind of envision himself as the killers, as the twisted psychopaths, and see how he can think like them. And that's how I feel right now.
Hey, what do you know? My boobs were not on fire anymore. To this day,
surprise.
I won't forget the day I burned off half of my boobs. That's when I had my operation. No, not the board game, silly, but that's what I thought at first. Here's how it went. The doctor said, let's operate. I yelled, this is no time for playing a board game. My boobs are in need of help. I'm all fresh out of milk. The milk put out the fire and saved my dead husband's life. Again.
Man.
Again.
So this has happened once before.
Small, little Josh did not know how breast milk worked, did he? He thought that women lactated all the time.
He knew what boobs were. He knew milk did come from boobs, but... past that, that's the only connection.
That's understandable. I feel like that there is an understandable mistake. The rest of this is unforgivable, but that particular thing.
Alright, let's try and get through here. Wait, this is getting boring. Let's talk about my boobs some more. No, better idea. Let's talk about how we crap. First, this tiny brown blob comes rolling down your leg, and you say, "Ooh, Tootsie Roll." So you eat it. Ew.
Oh, God.
You say, "It tasted like poop," because it is. Then you run into the bathroom as fast as you can. You don't want any more Tootsie Rolls on the floor. Not only do those things stain your floor, but your kitty can eat them.
I just cried a little bit.
I am.
Trust me, I know. Fluffy died yesterday because she ate one of my Tootsie Rolls.
No!
Poor Fluffy.
Anyway, then you run into the bathroom quickly. Don't forget to sing your songs.
No.
I thought of a new bathroom song the other day. Oh wait, that's now. It goes like this. Oh, Jimmy cracked a fart and I don't care. Jimmy cracked a fart and... Oh crap, I'm done crapping. Leave me alone, Dairy. I have to wipe my butt now. Let me tell you how to properly wipe your butt.
Why are these so long?
First, you take a piece of toilet paper exactly 13 inches long. You have to measure it with a ruler first, or you can't do origami while you wipe. After
what?
You have your paper, fold it in half three times.
Not two, 15-inch ruler.
Three.
That's the hole that Paul found in your story, is that you had a 13-inch ruler.
Wow.
Oh my god!
I didn't catch that. Yep. Alright. After you have your paper folded in half three times, not two, three, not four, three, not 236,893,901, three. Wait, you probably think, what's this stupid old hag rambling on about anyway? You know what? I really don't know anymore. Finn.
What?
Finn.
Okay, first thing is, I was looking at you reading that through your laptop. It looks like that's posted on the internet.
It is posted on the internet.
You
for everyone to see.
For people to read.
I had my own tripod website when I was this age, too. And that's where I had posted it.
Oh.
Along with many other terrible things, which I'll explain throughout the course of this terrible podcast cycle.
Spoiler, he wrote this 3 years ago.
Shut up, Paul!
Oh my god, that was so stressful. I think I blacked out in the middle of that story, yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
It's easy to do.
I feel like I'm more of a horrible person for listening to that story.
So after 130 years, she still doesn't know she's pooping until it's already like...
Until
she's
she's
leaving a trail?
Yeah. Until,
well,
until she finds her dead cat. She's like, oh.
I would imagine that
when
you get to be 130 years old... You pretty much just have no control over your anus.
Either that or you
just
things
don't just
care anymore.
It's like, I would imagine that it's just so, like...
Loose.
I didn't want to use the word, but yeah.
Just slides out with no resistance.
Yeah, no,
there's
longer
just no
tight.
You don't... There's no effort required. There's no... Yeah, there's no assistance necessary to let one of those go. It just falls out.
I have seen an old lady, like, shake one out of her dress before.
Oh, God, no!
That was the first job I ever had to do at a grocery store. That was my very first day.
I thought you were going to say that was my first boner.
No.
Consequently, both.
And that was the first time I got an erection. With a young lad.
Oh,
I forgot my golden rule, which is that I can't say the word boner. It has to be boner. I don't know why.
That's an odd rule.
Just say it.
Boner?
No, like...
Boner.
Boner.
Big old boner.
Oh, I was...
Boner. Like, it's infectious. You can't... Once you say it that way, it's hard to just say it the other way.
All right, I have a challenge for you, Zach. You have to say this in a straight tone.
Okay.
You can't... The phrase is, my shaft itches. You've already lost, I'm sorry. Alright, try it.
I didn't
try
and say
it.
I can laugh a little beforehand, right? My shaft itches.
Oh!
I lost it at the end. I lost it at the end.
You almost had it. Alright, Jeff, I'd like you to try.
Damn. Why me?
Because all I can picture is Samuel Jackson, and I'm sorry.
What? Shaft!
Oh, my shaft itches.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Thanks.
I think I got it now.
All right.
No pressure. Paul?
My shaft itches.
Sure.
I'll give it to you.
My shaft itches.
No, can you say it like Sean Connery would?
He can.
It actually helped to picture shaft, to be honest.
My shaft itches.
I like Christopher Walken.
My shaft itches.
Yeah, that's
there. Awesome. There we go.
Kermit the Frog. My shaft itches.
Well, hello there. Owen Wilson.
That was a beautiful Owen Wilson.
Yeah, it was.
I'm sorry, I'm just picturing his nose.
My shaft itches. Oh, holy crap! No way! Shut up!
This has gotten weird. So
we need a refresh.
Itch the shaft of your king butterfly.
That was good.
While Zach goes to the bathroom and releases his Tootsie Rolls, we're gonna remind you that there's more stupid stuff after this short break.
Ba, 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 ba.
I thought we were already on a break.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I really did.
We'll just cut it off, whatever. Mid-sentence. Yeah, 1994. 69 boys biked up by the Quad City DJs. One time, cotton candy, sweetie, go. Let me see the Tootsie Roll. Come on, just make that Tootsie Roll. Here we go, just make that Tootsie Roll. Yeah, come on, let me see that Tootsie Roll.
That was something special right there. Is what that was.
All right, should we move on to our game?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. We have a game.
There are numbers, and there's a game which
I chance time. Chance. Chancy. Meow.
Don't remember Chancy being a cat, but okay. I feel like Ray Charles right now.
Chance.
But less dead.
Everybody mess around.
How do we play this game?
What was the cat in that darn cat's name?
What?
The cat in that darn cat.
Oh, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that darn cat was a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Never heard of it.
Obviously, there's going to be a cat in a movie called That Darn Cat.
Okay, but I didn't know That Darn Cat was a movie.
Oh.
Sure you're not thinking of Baby Geniuses?
Could be. You said That Darn Cat, but did you really mean Baby Geniuses?
Wait, the original or the sequel?
Well, is obviously kind of, the original.
Okay.
Is that kind of like the Netflix? Is that like the Google auto, like the Google correct? Did you mean
what was that?
Google search, or was that like the Netflix? We see you like Earth Girls Are Easy. You wouldn't perhaps enjoy Earth Girls Are Easy.
What was that movie with the, I forget his name, guy from Back to the Future, the Doc Brown?
Okay.
And,
Christopher Lloyd?
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd and Hulk Hogan. There's totally a movie like that, because I remember that very specific line where I was frozen today! I can't remember what it's called.
Was it Three Ninjas?
No.
Three Ninjas 3.
I think there was...
Hulk Hogan was in one of the Three Ninjas movies.
I think there was time travel involved.
Suburban Commando.
That was...
Oh, that's such a good movie!
Uh-huh. I was frozen today.
No, you weren't frozen today. I was frozen today! It's
sing-songy.
Uh-huh. Okay, how do we play this game?
All right. It is the end of the show, and it is only one thing left to do. Play a game to determine who is the least stupidest person in the room.
Yeah!
Before we play that game, we must know what game we're playing. So, Rita, could you help us out with that?
Definer things in life.
This is a new game.
This is a new game.
I might not win the three
created
times
especially
in
for Paul, and mentioned exclusively by Zach in our last episode, although it was bleeped out entirely.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Per Jeff's request. But
We kind of came up with this idea a few months ago, and we wanted to implement it, and we decided that you would be good.
You'd be our victim.
So it's, you have the word on there, and I have to define it?
So on your turn, you'll pick a number, I will read you the word, and you must provide the entry.
Okay.
We'll give you 30 seconds to kind of ramble off whatever you're thinking.
It might
be.
Right.
And then there'll be 5 words on the card that relate to that definition, pretty much the words that will be in the definition. but I'll be lenient in your knowledge of
interpretation. Yes, all right.
Again, you have 1 point for every one of those five words. You'll each play two rounds, and whoever has the highest score at the end of those two rounds will be the winner.
Jeff won last week.
He did win, so he gets to pick the order in which you three play. I'm going to sit this one out here.
You're Bob Barker right now.
I'm Bob Barker.
What about Pat Sajak?
He's both.
Sure.
Bob Sajak.
Pat Barker.
Well, for order, since Paul's our guest, he can be first.
Okay, Paul, you'll go first.
Jeff will be second. And Zach will be third.
Wait. Did you just make Paul go first?
Yeah.
He just threw Paul right into this mess.
All he's
right,
a so guest.
Typically, we reserve that for the last guest. Player, but we'll let him experience one of these games firsthand.
All right, sounds good.
Well, since you're first, Paul, you get to choose any number 1 through 9.
I'm going
to
go with 3.
Number 3. Again, you'll have 30 seconds to kind of ramble off what you think. Again, I got 5 words on the card that relate to the definition. The word is scrivener.
Scrivener?
Scrivener.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Please define it now, please.
Okay, scrivener kind of sounds like a souvenir that you would get from fucking, I guess.
Okay,
Like you have sex and you keep a trophy from it? I don't know what that would be. Maybe you borrow a toy or something that you were focusing on during the lovemaking.
Alright, you got 10 seconds.
Oh my God, I can say more? Okay, no, that is exactly what that word sounds
exactly,
like.
Okay, so not going for any more words. You got 3 seconds. And...
That's...
Alright, time's up.
All right. Ovaries.
Ovaries? You got 2 points for that.
Okay.
The definition, anything that you keep, whether stolen or given to you, from someone's house after you've slept with them. So you pretty much summarized that pretty well. The weird words we had singled out, anything, keep, you did say keep explicitly, stolen, house, and slept. I gave you that because you pretty much alluded to that there was sex going on.
Yeah, I believe the term I used was screwed.
Screwed. Yeah, screwed.
All right, so 2 points for your scrivener, and it is now Jeff's turn to go. You can have any number 1 through 9 that's not 3.
I will pick number 8.
Number 8. All right. Jeff, you'll have 30 seconds to give me the definition to wiener cousins. And go.
Wiener cousins, I believe, would be when your wiener touches another man's wiener and you become wiener cousins. Or it can also a second... Do you actually know what this one is, Paul?
Yes,
I do. That's weird. Or it could be you having sex with the same person, and it could be like Eskimo Brothers, but your wiener cousins because you had sex with the same person, so your penises touch the same vaginas. So it's like you have an intertwining of relationship of the transitive property of equality.
Okay, time's up.
Transitive property.
Is that what it is? That's what I figured.
Yeah,
it
that's
was.
Exactly what it's it is.
I was brothers. Thinking it was like Eskimo Brothers.
It was a scrubs.
3
thing.
Points on that, Jeff. Congratulations. When two men have had sex with the same woman or women, they become wiener cousins. This is a bond that can never be broken. The words we were looking for were two, sex, same, woman, and bond. I gave you bond more so, but sex and same you didn't match.
It's a bond that can never be broken.
All right. We've got 3 points for Jeff, 2 for Paul, and it is now Zach's
for some reason, team. That whole last round, all I could think of was Wiener Slave from 30 Rock. He's like the therapist at the building. Wiener Slave.
All right, Dr. Spichemin, it's your turn.
Good call. I will take number dos.
Number dos, I think that means 2. All right.
I don't speak English.
Oh, dear. Your word, Zach, you have 30 seconds to define it. It is Havana omelet. And
oh,
go.
Oh, God. I hope that's not some weird sexually baked or pan-fried dish that I don't even know. I don't... Is it cooked food, not eaten food, sexual... Desire, I'm just spitting out words.
That's smart strategy.
Balls. Vagina. Breast milk.
3 seconds.
I don't know.
Time.
Ovulate.
Oh,
ovulate. I really hope
Zach,
that's in there.
You got 0.
Oh.
Does anybody know what a Havana omelet is?
I don't know. I can guess, but I'm
guessing
right.
Some kind of sex move with a Hispanic lady.
Oddly, this has nothing to do with sex, which is why you got 0 points on that.
Damn!
And a Havana omelet is a load of diarrhea.
Oh, God!
That creates a series of loud splashes in the toilet water.
I thought you said it had nothing to do with sex.
Oh, God, that was disturbing and terrifying.
We were looking for diarrhea, loud splashes in toilet and water.
That's a deep card.
Both literally and figuratively.
That was the joke.
Paul, you have 2 points. Would you like to add to those 2 points?
I would.
All right.
I would like to pick number six.
Six, all right. This is your second of two cards here, so earn all your points here. I would like for you, Paul, to define me powdered donut.
Well, it's bread that's deep fried and covered in sugar.
What else could it be?
Urban Dictionary style.
I don't know what the powdered donut is.
It's probably when you put powdered sugar on your butthole or your dick.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
You should probably say stuff because you're right.
So powdered sugar, wiener, balls, butthole. Jism.
That's so jism, but time is up. I do believe you got jism in time. Unfortunately, it's not in the card.
Oh.
You get 1 point, though.
Which?
Butthole. Yeah. Please be butthole.
You said powdered.
Oh.
All right. We're looking for having a powdered donut is the act of snorting cocaine from around a girl's nipple.
I was gonna actually say something along the lines of
cocaine. Cocaine and girl and nipple.
I think we're over-sexualizing some of these.
Urban Dictionary is always disgusting.
To be honest, Havana omelet does sound like a crude sexualizer.
Have you ever looked up an Alabama Hot Pocket?
Oh, please don't. All right, Jeff, it's your turn.
I will take seven.
Seven. Jeff, your word is cucumber sundae. And go.
I'm guessing it has to deal with penises. It's when a whole bunch of penises come together on a sundae, and they just land on top of a lady to kind of make it look like a sundae. I know, I'm picturing the worst things of my life.
Okay, keep going. You got 10 seconds.
It involves dairy products, ice cream, chocolate sauce, cherries, and you throw them on top of the lady, and you can all enter the same hole if you want to.
Time!
Thank you for ending that while it was ahead.
You got 2 points on that one.
I got 2 points on that? Yeah, I'm guessing for penis.
You were somewhat close. You did say penis. The definition, the end result of scooping ice cream onto your testicles... The temperature of a frozen ice cream will make your penis so cold and rigid that it will be automatically erect and have a greenish tint to it, much like a cucumber.
What the
fuck? Often mistaken for its close relative, the Winter Hulk. Words we were looking for, ice, testicles, penis, cold, and green.
Are you sure it wasn't the Abominable Snowman?
No, it wasn't. That brings your score to 5, Jeff. You're in the lead. As we go to Zach, and you can tie this, Zach.
But I'm not going to. 4!
Four.
It's gonna be a word he knows.
We have for you this final word. It is slippery dolphin. And go.
I don't even know. I hope it doesn't have anything to do with blowholes or fins. Is it something about a wetsuit? Or it's wet, like moisture, water, oil, cream, penis?
Yeah.
Is it
almost there?
Like diving into a pool or something? Or a sexual organ?
And time. Sexual organ, yes.
I don't know. I feel like I'm way off on that.
Yeah, 1 point for that one. Which means, Jeff, you've won 3 in a row, the first ever on It's a No-Brainer!
I'm a champion!
Alright, in case you wanted to know what a slippery dolphin was.
Oh, yeah.
When you and a girl, drunk as hell, in a bathtub or jacuzzi, I gave you a pool for that one. It's the same general thought.
Yeah.
with a chick that you know doesn't like anal and try to have anal sex with her. She shakes her head and makes sounds like a dolphin would as you try to stick it in her ass, aka-aka, like a dolphin, hence the slippery.
Does it really say aka-aka?
It does say aka-aka.
Can we do the last round just for funsies?
We could.
I want to see what these last three cards
are. I just kind of want to know what's on the other three cards.
Right.
So let's do it.
We'll do the last round. This won't account for the final scores, but we'll have you... Well, you can download this as a separate
A bonus round.
We're running long here, so we'll have you a separate one here. We'll give one of you a sticker if you win.
Great.
Which we do have, which we'll mention about later. All right, we were looking for drunk bathtub shake sound and ass. Like we mentioned last week, for the next 10 people, or I guess the people who get us up to 100, for their likes, when they click like, they will get a sticker that is emblazoned with the logo of our wonderful show, in which Jeff cuddles a Paul.
I'm nuzzling in his bosom.
Is there a word? There's got to be a word for that.
Turban Dictionary!
Turban Dictionary. Rita, could you...
When a man nuzzles another man's bosom.
When a man...
Nuzzles bosom!
Alright. But yeah, get those stickers. We're going to be playing late night games, too. I know Paul's been a big fan of those, too.
Am I?
Yeah.
Sure,
remember
okay.
Remember when we came up with, like, cat puns?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing one of those on Tuesday and Thursday and Saturday up until we get... 100 likes, and we'll be giving away stickers for that too. So play on those. That'll be on our Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/nobrainershow.
Sorry,
that's all right.
I hate my hiccups.
Would you like to try again?
What do you
hiccup again?
I can. That's I have one hiccup, and that's it.
One hiccup. That's how your hiccups go.
Yeah,
that's
one really one weird. Violent hiccup that hurts a lot.
I can't use my great hiccup
violent
strategy.
Hiccup.
It hurts. It's like someone jazzed me in the throat when I hiccup.
Alright, so what did we learn on today's episode? I know there were a lot of stupid things that went on. Is there anything that we can bring to our lives that will make us smarter people?
And Zach's a sexist.
He is a sexist. He's an amazing sexist.
Hey.
Paul, the new guest on the show.
The best way to know that you're pooping is to look at the trail of poo behind you.
We did a lot of mentioning of poop on this
and you'll
show.
Know them by the trail of the poo.
I guess if there's anything that I've learned is that there is a definition for anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's unsettling. Oh, I got one. Josh's childhood was frightening.
Yeah, it was.
We got a second glimpse into his childhood, and I didn't like it again.
Again, filled with terror and
disturbance.
And saggy breasts.
Disturbia.
And Tootsie Rolls. And then we got emails.
Emails.
So you can send us pictures of the females.
Females.
NoBrainerShow@gmail.com.
Gmail, email, female.
Yeah, that.
She mail?
No.
No.
No dick pics.
No dick pics. That's the end of this terrible show. I've been Josh.
I'm Zach.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Paul.
We're reminding you that life is stupid and so is everyone, except Paul, because he decided to sit through this fest.
Woo. Well, I would argue that he's the dumbest one of all of them.
He lived to tell the tale.
Because he volunteered to do this.
I suppose.
We asked him, he's like, sure, I'll do it. What's the worst that can happen, guys?
We murder him!
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Rambo. Adrian!
Adrian!
I like your hat.
Adrian, I like your hat.